Since the European Green Deal, EGD, launched in 2020, the conversation has shifted from theoretical planning to real-world execution. After 6 years observing how these policies settle into supply chains and business models, the data is clear. The EGD is no longer just environmental targets. It is the most significant coordinated market shift in decades. While the initial announcement met with pushback and skepticism, the companies pulling ahead treat these regulations as a forced evolution of their core strategy. At Beacon, our project managers see this daily on site with customers. They aren't just seeing compliance, they see a fundamental rewrite of how products are engineered and sold. The 2050 reality, why your strategy needs a hard reset. The primary objective remains, making the EU the first climate-neutral continent by 2050. For the private sector, this means the old take-make-waste cycle is becoming prohibitively expensive. When our teams are on the factory floor, the shift is visible in three specific areas. Restricted market entry. Meeting sustainability standards is now a license to operate. Without documented circularity, products simply won't reach European shelves. Capital realignment. Investment is flowing toward assets that can prove a net zero contribution, largely driven by the EU taxonomy. The cost of inaction. Carbon-intensive models are being phased out by rising costs and stricter oversight. From regulatory burden to engineering edge. New directives like CSRD and the Digital Product Passport, DPP, often look like an overwhelming collection of technical acronyms. However, Beacon's experience in the field shows these are actually the design requirements for the next generation of products. Digital Product Passport, DPP. We help clients build digital tracking for material composition and recyclability from day one. Eco-Design for Sustainable Products Regulation, SPR Products Regulation requires a move toward repairability and durability, values that our project managers find are increasingly demanded by end users. Supply chain transparency, scope 3. Most emissions are hidden upstream. We work with suppliers to find low carbon alternatives, turning a reporting requirement into a sourcing advantage. Did you know? Practical circularity in action. Litterbits. We don't just advise on policy, we build the hardware and software that makes it work. For example, our project managers co-developed Litterbits, a digital return system that cuts circularity costs by 50%. By using serialized codes instead of expensive reverse vending machines, we proved that meeting the Packaging and Packaging Waste Regulation, PPWR, can be a profit driver rather than a cost center. Turning mandates into action. Sector applications. Our project managers have documented how these transitions move from problems to assets in two specific sectors. The packaging evolution. Under PPWR, an FMCG producer had to update packaging that had remained stagnant for years. By treating this as a design challenge, they moved to materials that met recyclability standards while simultaneously extending shelf life and sharpening brand perception. The right to repair in industry. For a machinery manufacturer, opening maintenance software to third parties, driven by ESPR, initially looked like a revenue threat. Our teams helped them pivot toward a service-based model where modular design and extended part availability built a more resilient, long-term relationship with their clients. The question for leadership is no longer about when the EGD will arrive. It has been here for 6 years. The question is how quickly your organization can move from reactive compliance to engineering a winning market position.